Siman Shinayin Beis, Sif Yud Gimel. So we're back to the ladders. We're trying to make a Pesach between two Chatzeiros, which have a solid wall of 10 Tfochim between them. We said you have to make a ladder which reaches 4 Tfochim wide, which reaches at least 3 Tfochim from the top. It can either be slanting or it can be stuck on the wall. Now we got like this, Sif Yud Gimel. He hasn't got a ladder of 4 Tfochim wide. If you remember, that was good when you had a ziz, a platform, then you could put a thin ladder, a narrow ladder towards it. But if you haven't got a platform, then what can you do? So you've got only two narrow ladders, but you have to have 4 Tfochim wide. So steht also, Sif Yud Gimel. You put two ladders next to each other. Each one was just one tefach. And you put them away from each other. Remember, you're allowed to reckon the shlivos of the ladders, the uprights of the ladder as well in the four tefachim. So he's got one tefach here, ladder, one tefach here, ladder. He's got two tefachim in between. So he fills in the two tefachim with cash. But that's not a ladder. That's not, you can't stand on that. It just looks like a ladder. So the master, it looks like he's got a ladder now four tefachim wide. You're not masking, it's not good. It's not good. If you would have done the opposite, if you would have put a two tefachim ladder in the middle and extended it on either side, it's good. Why? Because when a person goes up the ladder, he goes up the center of the ladder. Because it's halacha for tefachim to make a Pesach. There's a locha for tefachim to make a Pesach. So you have to, we say, that's why I was makdim. You can have a ladder with a tread of only two tefachim, and the things are one tefach each, and it's good. You reckon it in the four tefachim. Yeah. It's a raya that there's a sheer four tefachim, but the actual tread does not have to be four tefachim. So you can put cash, and you say, it is now looking like a ladder for tefachim. You filled in with cash. It's no use because it's not four tefachim wide with a tread in the middle. It's not your fault. It's not strong. Then it works. It's good. Kuf Gimel, Umilei, Hoavi, Shabinem, Bekash, Osan, Ken Shlivos. He made it look like steps. Bakash, Bin Azad, Uzen, Nishle, Mashir, Meshre, Chavaboturim, Nasulam, Mahani, Lifisha, Kaf, Horegel, Oile, Besulam, in the center. Bakash, Bin Azad, Royal, Haxig, Boy, Biodov, Lalis. Oh, it's also got a bit of a use. It's garnished. It helps you for your hands. It's not good enough, it seems, for your, as strong enough for your feet to go on it, but for your hands it's good enough. So it's like the sides, which are a help for the ladder, so they become part of the ladder. And that helps to make it into a proper opening. Bein la'arav yachad, if both of them have got it, obviously the other one also has to make, other both make, and if one makes, it belongs to him. See if you doubt it. If one makes a sulam we had before, that makes it belong to him because it's him. I found something interesting in the Heintiger. They write that we asked you this, that aluminium ladder is very light till 10 tefachim. It's very light. It's a garnish thing. So the eitzah they bring is a practical eitzah, but a pallet, a slanting pallet. A pallet's heavy. A pallet's got shlivos. A pallet's a ladder. So if it comes practically, a pallet on either side, you don't have to go on the ladder. You can now carry over the wall as well. Can't walk on a pallet, why not?
You can.
It's as good as these ladders with cash. Why not? You put a slanting pallet like that, but you could walk on the thing and get to the thing. That's what I'm asking the wingers. It's a good idea. Yeah, because it's heavy.
How much of the gaps have to be between?
The Chaznish says the gaps have to be enough that you should put your foot in. By its stubby, he says it's no good if you can't put your foot in. You can put your foot in. There's different pallets, different way around. The blue ones. The ones are illegal to use. Right, what? See if you doubt it. Ein hasulam rochev albo. Eina sulam gochav arbos. He's got a new case. The sulam is not wide arbo. The chokak etzloi bekoisel lashlim el arbo. So this sulam is not a slanting sulam. It's mamash on the wall. It's on the wall, but it's only 2 tefachim wide. So you made a hole in the wall. Instead of putting kash there, you made a hole in the wall. It's oichket. The chokak etzloi bekoisel el arbo. Dailoi shayochak begoy vasur. Now here we have a big chiddush. Dailoi shayochak begoy vasur. See, it just has to be 10 tefachim high. Let's see, Meshabur. Kuvzain. Mamash against the wall. The wall is quite thick. You know, you made a hole. But also come in shlivois. You made like steps in the wall. Lashim hashir shuach avatochem. Dailoi pirush. Aval asulam ba'atzmoi tzorch shiyalad roisha koisla kopol shavtoik. Let me see if ches. That means like this. There's a special heter here that if the wall is 20 tefachim high, this sulam, which is now 2 tefachim high, if it would be, it's good enough. If the sulam, the width of the sulam is 4 tefachim high, only till 10. So you only have to do, you got this wall 20 tefachim high. Right. So you put your sulam, which is only 2 tefachim high. It's not good enough. So you have to take out from the side to make it 4 tefachim. How high? 10 tefachim high. Because the mass you can get to the top with that type of sulam. But it's called already a pesach if it's 10 tefachim high. It's a chiddush. I thought, Tishtan, you know, a window cleaner ladder. You know, a window cleaner ladder is made like this because it has to fit on the pane of the window. Yeah. So it flakes out. Yeah? See, the same thing. It's not still on the bottom. But let's say, the Chaznish says that the same din would apply, not just when you have a 2 tefachim on the wall and you take out the sides. You only have to take out the sides till 10 tefachim. The same thing would be if you have a proper ladder. A proper ladder, the ikkah is the 10. So that's a window cleaner's ladder is like this on the bottom. Let's say it would be 4 tefachim on the bottom. Till 10, and then it goes mamash thin, it's also good, as long as it reaches the top of the wall within 3. So stay there. Eina sulam gochav above, choke ketzer b'koysel ashlim el abo, dailoi, she yochok b'goy v'asor in, only 10 is enough to make the 4th wide. Vim loy ha'amid sulam klal, l'choka b'abba, that's only if you tak av a sulam. Abba vim loy ha'amid sulam klal. So you got another eitzer now, a new eitzer. You make a sulam in the wall. You dig out in the wall, you break out in the wall, shlivois, every 3 tefachim. Then you have to have a width on the whole height. And then it helps. So you ask, why is it like that? Pesach. It's enough to have 4 tefachim wide, because that is the height of a Pesach. You can get there. There's two halachas here. One halacha is you have to get to the top. Get to the top, I can get to the top with a 2 tefachim wide ladder. A window cleaner ladder, you can get to the top. That's what they're made for. But there's a locha that has to be dal tefachim. Dal tefachim Pesach is genug. Yud tefachim high. Tzorich sheyoche, berocha v'abor, kol geva koysel, de bezeh einer kol kachlaris kamei b'shlu v'sorim. But that is only if you can take a get to the top. This is not practical, alocha. You have to get to the top. You can get to the top with a ladder, which is thin on the top. But not with a digging out on the top. If it's only dug out from, yuned out of the wall, then a taka is not good enough. Has to be 4 tefachim wide. Practically, till 3 is alright. 1 second, one stickle, I want to tell you. I get it right. Stickle. One second. It says before, Shemuel bein lahatitash, which bein la'arav yachad. That's the next piece. Good? Yeah, right. So that's the finished Hilchas Sulam. We have one more. So we have a Sulam which is on the wall, a Sulam which is slanting, a Sulam which is dug out in the wall. Now we have another one. Tzitziv Tesvov. Hoya ilon betzad ha'koysel. Va'asur sulam la'koysel. You got a wall there, and you made the wall like a ilon. You made the tree you made into a sulam. A tree, you got a tree.
A live tree.
A live tree, or as soon as he was alive or dead, and you made it like a sulam next to get to the wall, because it's mamash leaning next to the wall, so you made Efshah easy to go up. It's easy to go up the Ilan, and you made that into the Ilan. So here we have a lot of more. Al sulam, it's good. You've worked it out. It's got your 3-4 tvachim wide, and it's got your shlivas every 3 tvachim. Al sulam, there's no problem. But it's, as you say, it's a live tree. Now, a live tree, Dr. Adin, ain't oil in Shabbos. So does that matter? Does that matter if ain't oil in Shabbos? Shtei tozei. It's a machloikas. And then you've got another problem if it would be an avodah zarah tree. Avodah zarah tree, asherah, is also in Rav Tiyo, you don't go, right?
No, richtig.
Siv Tesvov. Hoya ilon betzada koysel vasur sulam la koysel. It's also. Im rotsur ma'ar vin yachad. So the first shit is it's a Rambam, it's okay. Ay, Vesmafreged, you're not allowed to go on the Ilan Ben Ashmoshes. You're not allowed to go in the Ilan. Of them is the Teretz, as to our Klal, at least, Legabe Hilchas Erev, that we take on like Rebbe, as Loi Gozru Ben Ashmoshes. As to our Din, that a Shvus, with Rabbonon, you don't take on Ben Ashmoshes. Shvus, at Rabbonon, you don't have to take on Ashmoshes. It's a Ganser Shaila in the Friedrich Chelek, whether it means Bechlal, or whether it means Legabe Erev. Alright, so looking at the, have we got here Erev, have we got here Pesach, we can take on Shittas Rabbi, as Loi Gozru Ben Ashmoshes on a Drabonon. The Issa to go on a tree is only a Drabonon, and Melech Ben Ashmoshes, you can go up, so you got a good Erev. That's Shittas, this is the first Shitta. So Hoya Lim Tzad HaKoyis HaVasu Lim HaKoyis HaVasu Lim HaKoyis HaVasu Lim HaKoyis HaVasu Lim HaKoyis Kuf Yud Gimel. Kuf Yud Gimel. She'ein Issa La'alais Al Stam Ilon B'Shabes Ele Medivu Yisoyfrim. Ubein Ashmoshes Shushas K'nias Erev Loi Gozru Ashru Shal Divrim. So it's alright. If the maid is an Asherah, which is Ocha Issa, Eim Arvin Lemesha Osa, Lalis Alev, in our Torah, she Osur Abano. So these words in our Torah, Zorub Kivegas, Lavdafka, doesn't really matter why you're not allowed to. It could be Issa Drabonon as well. If it's a Issa, it's a Issa. The only Heta is, according to this Shita, because a Dover Shumashim Shvus, a Drabonon of Shabbos, Loigovri Ben Ashmoshes, you've got Eir Ben Ashmoshes. But any other Issa Duraiso Drabonon, you can't do, you can't go on it, so you haven't got a wall, you haven't got a Sulam, you haven't got a Pesach, because it's Issa Duraiso or Drabonon, so the word Duraiso is Lavdafka. That's the first Shita. Second Shita. Only Shvus of Shabbos it do I have to Ben Ashmoshes. Well, Rosh Kosav, you can't go and eat Issa Chelev Drabonon Ben Ashmoshes. So the same thing here, Asheru, which is Drabonon, is just as bad. So he says Lavdavk. Good. For Rosh Zal Kosav Behepach. The Rosh Kosav Behepach. The Ilan Einoi Moil, Vasheru Moyeles, Vushta Yivesha. So go say. Ilan Einoi Moil. So Mishru, why not? The Kivan Shosel Lassis Boy Beshabbos. Even if I'll say, as maybe the Rosh out as Issa Shabbos Ben Ashmoshes Loi Gozru, but the Maaseh Issa Bo Mikoyach Shabbos. So it's a bit of a paradox, a stira. Eich Yachti Dover Le Shabbos Havlik Shnei Soisrin. So is it the Rosh. This Issa is a Issa of Shabbos, and it's a lot worse. Faket, I'll tell you. A Issa, which is a Zaitiga Issa. If you have an Issa, an Asherah, which is Issa Duraisa, Issa Durabonon, let's say, excluding the Issa of Ein Olim Shabbos, then it's called Ariyu Durochevole. That means, really, I've got a nice ladder. I've got a ladder. So somebody tells me, if the doctor tells me, you're not allowed to go on the ladder. Yeah? So the doctor says, you can't go on the ladder. Can I not make a Pesach with a ladder? I have to be able to go on the ladder. The ladder's there, the Pesach's there, it's open. There is a Pesach. As well, the Rosh. So the Rosh Hal, just the opposite. An Asherah. So the doctor, the Rambam used to say, always, the doctor doesn't let me when it came to Trefus. The Torah is a real Rosh Hal, not letting you go on it. So you know, you go, so I can't go on it. Oh, but there's an opening, there's a Pesach. Everything's good. Faket, to be used Issa Shabbos, to be Matir Shabbos, that you can't do. As we say, the Rosh. So the Rosh, we pass him over that the first year, you soon see. Elon ain't a world, the Kimish, also last baby Shabbos, visible, Mikir Shabbos, Vaich, Yat, the Dover, the Shabbos, Schnee, so is it. Abashero me alles. However, less from Shemes Shabbos, Afka, Sheshbe, Isaac, Shes, Avis, Gililim, Lechashin, Zeb, Konke, Pisri, Aridu, Rovale. But that Shera would also have the Issa of Issa Shabbos. You've taken away the Issa, but it's got Issa Shabbos as well. So you make that Shera not have the Issa Shabbos by making it into a dry Elon. A dry Ilan, an old Ilan, is a ganze machlokes there. Bemestre, even a dry one you can't, but it's only a schwache Issa, and you gzeh, du abunna, shein boi peiris va'alin va'anofim, dozle chashinon shema yitloish, umutela shabbos midina. Although minhog is afshenish, but midini allowed to. In Amish Shemis Hashayev, I love Shemis Hashayev, Yashli Zosh, Lassu Vele Belin Yovish. But also, we're Amish Shemis Yog, Vegeda, Shli Yovel Okim Shai Lunas, but Be'ikah then you're allowed to. So you got away from, we're talking about only an Yivashah, so you got away from that then. Meila, the only Issa is Arid Ruach, that's okay. And the Rosh Halt and the Reisha and normal tree, you can't go because Issa Shabbos can't be matter. I'm Beli Rabbi Shemis Hashayev, look, it's what Rishonah, she does have a Poskim. So the Ikah is Gedas Rishonah. Let's go on Das Rishonah. If you have a proper Issa de Rochi Valei, so we said, you have a thing that you can't use, it's no good. They asked the Tosafot fate the Kasha as, how can you use Asherah anyway? It's Kedusim Echta Shi'ura. Now, there is a Tatera that you don't need a Shia. It's not a Shia. The reason why you need four Tvochim, as I remember, Tosafot says, it's just practically. Practically, to be able to walk on those, yes. Although we saw before, it's not much like that. Because we saw. But the first Shita, let's go in the first Shita, and Santa Zachon. The first Shita is, as Asherah you can't use, because it's a Durocha Valei. But here you've got a Het of Kol, wherever, Ben Ashmoshus, Le Gozru. So it's a Aliyah Be'ilin Zonia Ben Ashmoshus, Le Gozru. Mele, it's all right. Mele, it's all right. And once it's mutter, you say, the kasha is, but as soon as it comes Shabbos, this won't be a Pesach anymore. So why is it good? Afraid the Mogen of Rome. As soon as it comes Shabbos, this won't be a Pesach. Let's go to the first shitter. Asherah you can't use Issa. Here's only Issa Shabbos, it's alright. As soon as it comes, Meila, if you're making an Erev, and the din is usually an Erev which gets Nechal on Shabbos, oh, you don't. But here, Freikta, so you say, Shabbos comes to go to, but we'll see later, if you know it's going to get lost a minute after Ben Shmoshes, it's no good. So here, you know it's going to come, the Issa. Because this is going to come. So after me, the Turutzim, that even though you know this come the Issa, but the Masa, that Issa, Kivegazog, that Issa is a Shvach Issa. That Issa is only a Ri Durocha Valei. It's not Shah, it'll get, it won't be here on Shabbos. Meila, if it's an Asherah, where Issa, a Ri Durocha Valei, the Ramamos is no good, because it's Taka, no good, even Ben Ashmoshes. If the whole reason why it's good, now it is good, you're allowed to, because Ben Ashmoshes lo Gozru. It'll come Shabbos, it'll be no good, because only because I read Rocha Valei there, it's all right. That's one pshat. Another pshat is because you go backwards. The says there the kilkul is. All right, leave that a minute. I thought it says something more interesting, and that is there's a whole shaila when you make an erev. Let's say you're making an erev between two houses in Waterpark Road, number 5 and number 7. Right. What happens if the erev is lying in number 20? Is it good?
No.
No. The whole Issa, to get to the Erev in number 20 is to go through a Karbonis. There's no Ushas Rav. Look at here. It's Issa Rabbana. Ben Ashmoshes, Loi Gozru. He wants to bring a Raya, under bringing this Raya, that it's okay. It's a good Erev. Because Ben Ashmoshes, you could have got to it.
Come to the first
Shitta. Ben Ashmoshes, I could have got to my Erev. As a halacha state in Erev Trumin, Erev Trumin is full of it. Later, that you put Erev over here, and then you put Erev in Shisa Yochud, and you coin Shvisa over there, which is a Carmelist. It's only Issa Drabonon to get from there to there. Maybe you can imagine that your Erev Trumin is over there because you can get to a Ben Ashmoshes. See the same thing. So I get my Erev, I can put my Erev wherever I want. Somebody, the whole deal in Kivega is Yara and Nishara. Then he says it's different because Azah Issa, it's worse Issa. Has Nishara Gevalt? He doesn't understand. Mamash, Kasha, all Achroinim, Evan, Oizer, Kivege, and Asach. He said, I don't understand. An Erev has to be within the confines of the Erev. It doesn't help you, it's a different din. It doesn't help you, it's only a Issa Durabonon to get to it. I don't care if it's Issa Durabonon, Issa Duraisa, or if the postman's going to bring it. What's the difference? The Erev has to be in the confines. It's up to Walter, Stein, Sturkey, and Godlon, Kivege. Kivege doesn't pass, because it's good. But he brings a whole Nidden. Is it good enough with the Carmelis? Is it good? Because it's only Issa.